You are good to us, Jesus. You are good to us. You are good to us. We thank you. You are good to us. In every circumstance, you are good. In all circumstances, in all circumstances,
in all circumstances,
in all circumstances,
in all circumstances,
oh,
oh, oh.
Jesus,
you are so good to us.
In all circumstances,
in everything we do,
in all circumstances,
oh, 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 oh,
in all
circumstances,
in
every area of life, you are so good to us. 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 Every little we go, and everywhere we find ourselves. Somebody say, oh, 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 oh,
oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. Good God, mighty God, great Redeemer, powerful Lord Abasha. We thank you. We thank you. The invisible God that does visible things. Shebeyin lo foju orun shasobura. Shebeyin lo foju orun shasobura. Odorun wa taye o.
You are mighty.
We thank you. Malabagadi Boshitalama.
Shashobura. All of Ruwa. You are mighty. In all of Ruwa.
Thank you. We bless you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Have your seat. I hope you can hear my voice. Is it clear enough? Can you hear my voice? Okay. Okay, don't worry, you get used to it. This is the anointed voice for 2021. So get used to your pastor's voice. At least within these 21 days fasting when we minister every day. Just get used to it. God is supernatural. And he wants to display his supernatural abilities through us. And we've been trying to say this in one way or the other. And one of the ways we've said it is that if we are just supposed to give our life to Christ and go to heaven, the day you give your life to Christ, you disappear and go to heaven to meet him. But he has an agenda on that. He wants to reveal himself through us for people to know. So when we give our life to him, he wants to display his supernatural qualities and abilities through us. So when we don't display and live the supernatural, we are making a mockery of the death and resurrection of Christ. Because the death and resurrection of Christ gives us the power to live the supernatural. We break God's heart when we live pitiable, non-supernatural life. From the day you give your life to Christ, you have the Zoe life of God. And it must reflect in every area of your life. In your studies, in your head, in every area of your life. Please, you are supernatural. Don't die ordinary. Your work must display it. Your business must display it. You must bring everything to subjection to the fact that your God is supernatural and he has made you supernatural. And last week, we were here to discuss the fact that everything about Christianity is supernatural. It takes the supernatural to be born again. When we become born again, we are given the supernatural Zoe life of God. It takes the supernatural to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In fact, to live for God, it takes the supernatural to live for God. God, Jesus, gave us supernatural power over demonic forces. And Jesus came to model and show us how to live supernatural. You know what? The earnest expectation of a world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Even the sons of the world are waiting for you to display the supernatural. So when you are in an environment and things are upside down and nobody runs to you, nobody calls you, your life is shameful to heaven. Because wherever people live supernatural, everybody is running after them. In your place of work, when people need counsel, they look for somebody. This is a Christian. Let me go and meet him. Because the supernatural life is attractive. People need prayer. They don't come to you. They look at you. They hiss. You are making a mockery of the faith. This year, determined to intentionally live a supernatural change. And move into everything that God has in store for you. And I've told you. And the Bible says we should be wise as serpents and gentle as dove. Be gentle physically. Live your life at peace with all men. But spiritually be very violent. Very violent. Let people know that when they do some things, you physically say, anyway, God will judge. And then you spiritually make it happen. That is the kind of life you have been called to. But you don't live it the same time, you know. We grow into it. We mature in it. We move in it. So no matter the level you are now, don't bother. Make up your mind to grow in it. And that is why today, starting from the first service, I want to show you somebody that lived the supernatural life in the Old Testament. And next week, we also take an example of somebody that lived the supernatural life. And you discover that it's an ordinary life, ordinary people. God is interested in living the supernatural life through ordinary people like you or me. People that don't have names. If you check 1 Kings 13, there's a man of God there. He was not named. But his life was powerfully supernatural. He was not named. People must know your name to live a supernatural life. But your impact will be everywhere to be felt. This morning, I want us to use the life of Elisha and see the supernatural. I love Elisha. The two prophets I love most in the Old Testament is Elisha and Isaiah. And so it's easy for me to pick Elisha to show the supernatural life. 1 Kings 19, First Kings 19, from verse 15. And the Lord said to him, go, return to your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu, son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. Jump to verse 19. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen in front of him. And he was with the 12th. Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? And he returned from following and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yokes of the oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him. Elijah was at the twilight of his ministry, facing some challenges, making some complaints. I'm the only one that is serving my God. Now called him. He looks as if it's time to take you to come and join me. But before you come and join me, go anoint Jehu. Go anoint Hazael, both of them as kings over Syria and Israel. And go anoint Elisha in replacement of you. So he went in search of Elisha. But let us start this way. What is the meaning of Elisha? God is salvation. God, my salvation. God, our salvation. The anointing and the supernatural is not for anybody that doesn't have salvation. He did not send it to anybody. He sent him to a person that whose name is God, our salvation, as a pinpointing factor, pinpointing to us that the anointing and the supernatural are only for the saved. And you know what? When he went in search for Elisha, he did not meet him sleeping. He did not meet him wasting time. He did not meet him gossiping. He met him at the place that people that are called of God are always met. They are always met doing something. Matthew was at the duty post collecting tax. Jesus met him there. Peter was a fisherman doing what? Fishing. Jesus met him there. Paul was a persecutor. At the point of doing the work, he met them there. There is no supernatural living for lazy people. God is not interested in lazy people. God is not interested in people that waste time. People that complain, gossip, do whatever. They know the news about everything happening everywhere because they are busy doing nothing. Ministry, anointing, supernatural living is not for lazy people. It is for the saved. Walking. Listen, in those days we still say that God meets us at the point of our need. It is old syllabus. God meets us at the point of our walk. Should I repeat myself? In those days, God, we still say, God meets us at the point of our need. But listen, God always meets us at the point of our walk. Walk and see if God will not meet you there. He has no time for wasters of talent, wasters of opportunities. So, he met him at the place of his walk. Listen to me. There are 40 miracles in the book of Acts. Or is it? 39 of them were outside the church at the place of work. Marketplace. Outside. If the miracles and supernatural are not for the church, you are empowered in the church to go out to live the supernatural. But people wait and come to church to display. Who are we displaying for? I'm supernatural, you are supernatural. Who needs it? Who needs it? They need it outside. The people doubting are outside. The people that do not know the power of God are outside. The supernatural is for outside. At the point of work. At your neighborhood. And begin living it. Number 3 thing from this man's call.
Remember, number one, his name is God, our salvation. Number two, he was busy working. Number three, he left all. He gave up all and followed the man. Give me the last verse. 21. 1 Kings 19:21. And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh with the yoke of oxen and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and went after Elijah. And I said, listen, remember, one man, 12 yoke of oxen, that's 24 bulls. 24. Two yoke together. Walking 12. You move here, you move there. He was on the last one. Hard worker. Smart worker. You see, this generation deceive themselves and say, you don't have to work hard, you have to work smart. They don't know that working hard is working smart. When people want to cut corners, they just tell you, you know, you don't want to work hard, you have to work smart. Work smart, hardly. Work hard, smartly. He was busy working. So he was working smart, hard. You go there, you go there. If it's another person, it's only one. I can do one. But he knows, if he starts with one and leave it, they will continue. Move to another one, leave it, it will continue. Move to another one, leave it, it will continue. And then one person was doing the work of 12 people. It was there that God met him. Listen, your work is not in vain. The Lord is seeing what you are doing in that man's business. Even though he's maltreating you, even though you are under pain, the Lord is looking at you. Listen, for Christian, work is not working for man. Every work you do is for God, and God rewards work. Listen, you were created to work. Whoever you work for, you are still working for God. Even though he might face you, God will reward you. So we come by grace and we pray for you. Any work of the past that has not been rewarded, let the windows of heaven open for your blessings. In the name of Jesus, he was working. And you know what? When the call came, he picked one of the oxen. He slaughtered it. Gave it. Distributed to people to eat, saying, I'm not coming back to it. Many of us, you have too many choices. You can't make impact. Your choices are too many. One, say, I have set my face like a flint. People are moving forward. You can't make it that way. You can't move in the supernatural that way. You must be focused. One direction. He gave up all. He sold all. He knew what his calling was about. He delivered everything. Emptied himself of everything. And went and assisted Elijah. That's what the Bible said. And he went after Elijah and assisted. If you go further in the Bible, you see, they will say, the man that poured water on the hand of Elijah, a servant, a mechanized farmer, chairman BB Agricultural Products Limited and Services, chairman, managing director of Motorshaw Aribike Enterprises, left it all and went after the call because he knows what he calls and say. You can't live the supernatural life if you have not given up all for him. I'm not saying, you see, giving up all for different people is not the same thing. It's not all of us that when we hear the call of God, we abandon our work. But there's something that God is requiring from all of us. Remember, is it Luke 7:67? Is it Luke 7:69, 62? Luke 9:62. He that put his hand in the plow and looks back is not worthy of a kingdom. If you jump to verse chapter 2, let's go to verse chapter 2. Oh, time. Chapter 2. Second Kings chapter 2. And when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a way, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel, and the sons of a prophet who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, do you not know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you? And he said, yes, I know it. Keep quiet. And Elijah said to him, Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophet who were in Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, do you not know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you? And he answered, yes, I know. Keep quiet. And Elijah said to him, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives, and as you prepare yourself to live, and as you live yourself, I will not leave you. So the two of them went on. 50 men of a son of prophet also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water, and the water was parted to one side and the other. See, the two of them could go over on the dry land. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha said, please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me. And he said, you have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I'm being taken away from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be. And as they still went and talked, behold, the chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and his horsemen. And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen upon him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He then took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen on him and struck the water, saying, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elijah went over it. Continues. Let's go. Now, when the sons of the prophet who were at Jericho saw him opposite, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elijah. And they came and met him and bowed down to the ground before him. In every community, two sets of people. People that make things happen and people that watch things happen. Some are busy making impact that they don't know news around. Some are busy carrying news and gossip around that they cannot make a simple impact. Elijah tested Elisha. You want to live the supernatural, you will pay a price. Let nobody deceive you. I want to be like Pastor Kumuyi. I love Bishop Ade Oyedepo. When I grow up, I want to be like him. Can you pay the price? The supernatural is not Nollywood. It is not TV program. You know, my hero is Schwarzenegger, Commando. He can pick one gun and kill everybody. Nassim. For that to happen in real life, you must pay a price. And you know the price Elisha paid? A price of focus, persistence, dedication, consistency. He carried him from Gilgal. He knew he was going. Elisha, you don't walk now. They don't go walk yesterday. You have been walking for the past 1 week. Even God understands. Don't go to church today. Rest today. May you not be absent on the day of your blessing. Rest there. Rest. You have passed Gilgal. Gilgal. What's Gilgal? Gilgal means to roll away reproach. Where they were circumcised in the heart. So your name is salvation. You have been saved. Your heart has been circumcised. You have been sanctified. You have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Is that not enough? Stay there. They say, as long as God lives and you live, I will not see. Where are you going next? Better, the house of God. Things of the kingdom. His name is salvation. He has moved from Gilgal. He has been circumcised in the house. He has been baptized in the Holy Spirit. He is now in Bethel. The zeal of your house have consumed me. Things of the kingdom. After he was doing things of the kingdom in Bethel, The man said, I'm going to Jericho. Stay.
You don't try now. You don't try. I've shared before with you when I was coming to Abuja. I just look at myself. I told my wife. It was my wife that told me later. Told my wife why we're moving to Abuja. That, thank God. I'm coming to Abuja to rest. Ogumosho. Don't serve God. Ibadan. Don't serve God. Kano. Don't serve God. Port Harcourt. Don't serve God. Abuja now the place to come and rest. And see me. I'm still resting now. Resting very, very well. Because the things of God are like fire in your bone. If it is fire, if you have caught it, you can't rest. There's something that Jesus is moving forward. But me, Abiodun Aribike, I am still resting. What a nice rest. May I not rest in the day of battle. May I not become a David that was resting at home when men go to battle. May that not be your portion. That was why he committed that calamitous mistake that is still following him to today. Elijah refused to rest like Elisha. I will follow you. Went to Jericho, the place of deliverance, where every wall came down. Went to the Jordan with him, the place of moving to promised land, the crossover. And he asked, you have passed the test. What do you want me to do for you? You are watching too much film. You are imagining the things of God. Listen to me. No cross, no crown. You know, in home video, when you do something wrong to somebody, later, karma will catch up with you. Something bad will happen. So if you want to marry somebody, and the person goes for a richer person or a better person than you, because he has cheated you, then something bad will happen to the person later. Nobody like say they happen for life. Oh. Many people, they don't cheat them. They don't go. Nothing happened to the person. He made a better choice than yourself. Even you yourself know say a better choice. When you don't grow and do well, the lady will leave you. Whether you like and say, you don't leave, God will catch up. If not be aside. Not be. Improve yourself. How did I get here, sir? Because people, they too watch one video. God will catch up. God, as you are saying, God, he can't. Just move up. Just move up. They are just doing better. He made a better choice. I know men are frowning, women are smiling. Please, I beg you. Pay the price. Pay the price. You can't pay the price. You can't walk in the supernatural. There's a place you get to. And he said, what can I do for you? We're here on two Saturdays ago. Ministering. And then I heard the after ministering something, I just heard the voice of the Lord. What more do you want me to do for you? What more do you want me to do for you? And I started some declaration and some things started happening. See, pay the price. Just pay the price. Pay the price of love, of focus on him. And see what he will do. A distracted man cannot walk in the supernatural. The sons of a prophet, they knew all the news. They know what is happening in this area, in that area. They have the high history of everybody. They knew Elijah was going. But they did not know what to tap from Elijah. May your case not be that. You know, some people have been here. They will write the history of this church. They were here since 2005. When the land was bought. When some of us know even they. When the land was bought, they knew. They bought the land. They came to the church. They have all the history. They have nothing to show for it. May your case not be like that. In the name of Jesus. But you have to make up your mind to leave the supernatural. Now, looking at the call and the price he paid, let's move to how he applied the supernatural to different areas of life. Remember, we are studying Elisha to see as Christians, ordinary Christians, areas in our life that we can move in supernatural. The life of Elisha and the disciples show that you can live supernaturally in every area of life. I will not go over what we took in the first service. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's just dwell on 2 Kings chapter 4.
Now, the wife of one of the prophets, son of the prophet, cried to Elisha, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. But the creditor has come to take my two children to be his slaves. And Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what have you in your house? And she said, your servant has nothing in the house except a jar of oil. You see, this language that Christians speak about every time, nothing. Yesterday, I intentionally was doing a test. So whenever I see anybody in church, I say, what's happening now? What's happening? Or what's happening to you? And what do you think most of the answers was? Nothing. How can you, the Holy Spirit living in you, on your way to heaven, giving power to live a supernatural life? Nothing. I beg you in the name of God, never answer anybody nothing again. What's happening? What's happening? Greetings. What is happening? What is happening? How far? How far? Far above principalities. We did that. We did survive. We did push up. And I tell them, why are you pushing? Pull it now. Are you pushing the blessing away? With a pull arm. Change your tongue. That woman said there is nothing in the house. But that thing she had in the house was enough. More than enough for God to do miraculous for her. What we see as nothing is enough for God. Because God never created nothing. And why are you here? What you say is nothing. When some people get there, it's like heaven on earth for them. Hello? How are you doing now? Waiting they have? Nothing. Great things are happening. And Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me. Please move it, please. Then he said, go outside, borrow vessels from all your neighbors. Empty vessels, not a few. Then go in and shut the door behind yourself and your sons and pour into all these vessels. And when one is full, set it aside. So she went from him and shut the door behind herself and her son. And as she poured, they brought the service vessels to her. When the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not another. Then the oil stopped flowing. Did you notice that he's the one that determined when he should stop? Hello, did you notice that? By the openness, by the capacity, by the ability. See, listen. God cannot do beyond the capacity you present to him. Should I repeat myself? This room has a capacity for a certain number. God will not send to us number of people beyond this capacity. That is why we started two services. To say, God, even though this capacity is like this, you can send more. So when the two services were feeding filled up, we went to three services. When you want, the greater what you want, the more capacity you present to God. If you want more power, present yourself small capacity. If you increase your capacity, he increases what he has for you. Listen, I have prayed one prayer every day this year, increase my capacity. Because if God will make me enjoy more than last year, move in power more than last year, I must increase my capacity. It is not by prayer. It is by increasing your capacity. But prayer can increase your capacity. Do we understand? Hello, do we understand? You are asking for 5,000 liters of blessing. You have 50 liters of tank. Where would they pour the other ones? Some of you, what you are asking for, it will crush you because you don't have the capacity for it. It is not asking for great things alone. It's being prepared and having the capacity for the great things you are asking for. Your blessings and what God wants to do for you stops at the level of your capacity. The volume available, it stops at there. So when the vessel finished, it stopped.
it was not God. It could be flowing to today if the capacity is there. But it's not there. Have you prepared yourself for the blessings of this year? Do you have the capacity for it? Do you have it? Or you are wishing? People can be wishing. They thank. They are not getting thank, but they are wishing. Let me concentrate, please. So, they filled and filled, and there was miraculous supply. The supernatural makes you to overcome financial embarrassment. But you need to build capacity for it. Your capacity determines the kind of house you build. You build according to capacity. Your capacity determines the kind of place you live. Your capacity determines the kind of clothes you wear. But when you deceive yourself, you go to borrow to make it look as if you have the capacity. But is that borrowing that will not kill you and be running away from people? Build capacity. Please, are you in church? Because I discover when you open scripture to show people what they are supposed to do, and it's not as if it's somebody else that will do it for them, that heaven will do it for them, and something will do it for them. They are. But this is a combination of what heaven does and what you must do. What am I saying? Your capacity determines your level of blessing. But let's come home. The supernatural can deliver you from debt and financial embarrassment. See, there have been this. A friend of mine called me one day, was crying on the phone, very close to me, has run into problems financially, run into some problems, overtraded, borrowed money from here, do something like borrow money from this one, used to invest there, do this one, fail there, and then everything came crashing. And he called me. I was crying on phone, related the story. I left my office, went to a quiet place, and started praying for him, and I was prophesying for him that you will find favor. God will make a way for you. You will find favor. God will make a way for you. And then he called me that same week. And one of our mutual friends, he was owing the person almost, is it 500, between 500 or a million. And he called the person that said, you have to show integrity, negotiate with people, don't run away, play your role, and God will meet you there. Call the person, one mutual friend of ours, and talk to the person that, this, forgive me, that I've not been picking your phone, I want to do it. So the person called him and said, see, I have gone through challenges this year also, but the Spirit of God is telling me to let you go in the morning. Just take the money. Debt forgiveness. You know what? It was not everybody that forgave him. He started working hard. Last year, he called me and said, Egbon, I have paid all my debts. The debt payment is not only supernatural. There's a supernatural dimension of it. There's a dimension in which God makes you work, teach you how to work so that you can pay. Because the work you were supposed to work to get the money before, you did not work it. So you got the money around the corner. So you must now work for it. Two dimensions. He can just come. And people will just say, forget it. But you know, for this economy, we know they tell people to forget it again. So this economy, you need blessing to work. And the blessing will come. And your debt will be forgiven. So the supernatural works bring deliverance from your debt and from financial embarrassment. Can we stretch our hand and just talk to him? Let's just talk to him. Commit your finances unto his hand. Say, I will not be stranded financially. I will not be stranded financially.
Can you ask for financial miracles? Financial miracles. Financial miracles. Supernatural supplies. Financial miracles. Supernatural supplies. Financial miracles. Supernatural supplies. Financial miracles. Supernatural supplies. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen to me. I was listening to Bishop Adeoye one day. Either Bishop Adeoye or Bishop Oyedepo. He said, I don't need faith to pay my children's school fees. I send them to the school I can afford. See, I don't use faith to pay my children's school fees. I send them to school I can afford. I picked that from there. I just picked it. Started my children at a particular school. When I had enough money to handle, I moved them. When I have enough money to handle without any stress, I move them again. When I have this thing, you cannot come and knock my door and say, pay me my money. It is not possible. Why my mates were living in boys' quarters, in Metama, whatever, I kukuma came jejeli to Kubwa. If I couldn't afford Kubwa, we would go towards Suleja. When we can afford, we start coming back. We start coming back. Soon, you will soon join me to come and open my house in Metama soon. I started somewhere. Capacity. Increase your capacity and move. Oh, thank you, Lord. Tomorrow we are resuming. Children are resuming school, Abby. Wow, no wonder. No wonder. No wonder. That's a word for somebody here. That's a word for somebody. Think about it. Do you know what? Do you know what it takes for your child to be sent home from the class? Do you know what mental torture, emotional torture, psychological torture it is? It makes your children timid in the midst of their friends. They will be shameful. They just go and stay at the door. Next time they come, they will go and sit at one corner. You have made them weakling from the beginning. Beware. Please, beware. My friends were going for lessons when we were doing white. My father said he doesn't have money for lessons. I never went for any lesson. But when my friends go to lesson and they come back in school, I borrow their books and quickly go to one corner and read and ask them to show me. I do the same. Stay at your level, at your capacity. And the church says, move a little bit downward. Oh, my time. 2 Kings 4. Jump to verse 8. Oh. One day, Elijah went on to Shunem, where a wedding woman lived, who urged him to eat some food. And there's this wedding woman that saw Elijah passing every day and told the husband, I suspect this is a man of God. Let us build a penthouse. Let's prepare the penthouse for him. So they prepared the place for the man of God. And you know Elisha, somewhere, they all go in a circuit, you know. They go to, maybe they move from Abuja to Lokoja to this, and they come back to Abuja. They move in circuit, minister all around. So when the minister, he prepared the place for him and say, whenever your minister come and sit, rest here. He prepared the best place of the house for him. And one day after he came home and rested, he called Gehazi. He said, ask the woman, what does he want? And Gehazi told him, the woman does not have a child. And he said, tell him, by this time, next year, you will be carrying a child. And that was what happened. Lift your two hands up. Let's lift our hands up. We are going to make a declaration. I'll come and teach it later. We make a declaration. The Bible says, if two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done. We are going to just pray that we agree. By this time next year, everyone without a child in our church that is looking for a child, there shall be supernatural childbirth. Are you ready? Are we in agreement? You know, agreement means we agree. Abi? If you don't agree with us, we are going to pray the prayer closing our eyes. You can drop your hand. Don't join us. Can we close our eyes? Lift your right hand up. Say with me. Say with me. Father, we agree together as a church in this year, in this season of living the supernatural. Anyone in this church, anyone in our family looking for a fruit of the womb, whether they have before or do not have before, whether it's primary or secondary, we come today and say, by this time next year, let there be a supernatural childbirth in the name of Jesus. Supernatural childbirth by this time next year, by your grace, by your word, by our agreement. Supernatural childbirth, supernatural childbirth, supernatural childbirth, supernatural childbirth, supernatural childbirth. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify your name. Can we lift our two hands? Supernatural provision of everything that is lacking in my life. Can we just pray? Supernatural provision of everything lacking in my life. Supernatural provision of everything lacking. Mani meke de meke di moku nini anana. Ine ne mo o nini ne. Eri anana makine mo. Atada makari anana ma. Ine ne moku ria lama. Egeri moku ria. Supernatural supply and provision of everything lacking in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. That same child died. The child went with the father to work. And he was complaining of headache. The father sent the son back to the mother. The child was on the mother, or is it the lap of a mother? And then the child died. And the mother carried the baby. Went to the prophet's bedroom. Dropped the baby there. Sent for the husband. Send me a donkey. Let me go after the man of God. He said, it is not the time of sacrifice now. Why? It's not the new moon. It's not the time. Why are you going after the man of God? What did the woman say? He said, it is well. You see, people that don't know the word of God well, they just say, when Abraham wanted to go and sacrifice Isaac, he did not tell the woman. Because the woman, yes, he did not tell the woman. But when the woman also want to raise the child for the dead, he did not tell the man. Because men are analytical, don't waste of a day. He said, man, you think we are the only one with power that knows things? It's empty. He said, Yeah, I don't die. We lost a church member some time ago. Not this church. And I went to the hospital. I don't want to share more details about this church. I went to the hospital and I saw church members. People came for people to pray. And then when we got there, they started mentioning what the doctor said was the illness that killed the church member. So every faith that people were coming with to pray and other things died. She was not dead at that time. So it was this. So people started analyzing the disease while we were supposed to pray. While we were analyzing the disease and everything, the person died. But before the person died, the thing just ministered to me. A demonic attack that has a medical name. That's like, since that time I prayed that prayer for people. Any demonic attack that has a business name, a medical name that will shift your attention from the main thing. You know, once it's had a medical name like this, just the doctors have taken over. You know, this, that. Me, I like knowing the medical name so that I can call it by name. Not to give up praying. That was how we gave up. They were analyzing. Since me, that time, I just go visit. Just stay for one corner. That was the end of it. But listen, there is a power of a resurrection that can bring to life anything that have died. If it is God that provided it, God can resurrect it. If you got it from somewhere else illegally, it cannot be resurrected by God. But if it's the one that gave it, he can resurrect it. So there is a supernatural power to bring back to life
everything that the enemy has taken away from you that God gave you. He can bring it back to life. And he wants you to be able to bring back to life everything he has given to you that might be dead. My time is fast, man. Let's just take the last prayer and I leave this place. Whatever is dead in any area of my life, be visited by the resurrection power of Jesus. Whatever is dead, hope dead, work dead, finance dead, misery dead, children's destiny dead, whatever is dead in my life and destiny, let it be visited by the supernatural power of God. Whatever is dead, 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 whatever is dead in my life and destiny, let it be visited by the supernatural power of God. Come back to life, 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 come back to life. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Our time is fast, but let me just quickly share this. It's just, you know, in those days, people know the drink I like most. In fact, when we are in any meeting, they bring that drink to me. There was a day we were having a program. So we were like 2 years old, or less than two. So after service, they gave me my drink. I was taking the drink. Then one woman came, run, and carried my drink, and ran away. Ah. I was so tired. What? Give me my drink now. Took the drink, went away. Came back to church, whatever. Sometime later, I came back to church and said, Pastor, I'm going to America for a training. I can even share the testimony of how he got the job. She got the job. Said, I'm going to America for a training. Is it America or UK for a training? Come there, okay. May the Lord go with you. He said, no. I said, what is it? He said, remember that Fanta that I took away from you? He said, yes. He said, you know, it is by prophecy I got this job in the office. I said, yes. He said, I have not reached the time where they can send me on foreign training. But there was a foreign training available in my office. And I thought about that. How can I have access to this? That's why I carry your Fanta. I went home and I drank it and said, this will happen to me. And now, my name has been included in the people going for the foreign training. I didn't know what she was doing. The Lord will meet you at the point of your feet. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name.